Welcome to another episode of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. It is presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, and also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth conversation with the leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology converge. Rounding out our summer intern mini-series, please help me welcome to the podcast Maggie Mulligan. Maggie is an undergraduate research assistant in Purdue's Animal Science Department this summer. And Maggie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I want to get your thoughts on your internship, also the opportunities that exist in the ag bioscience space in Indiana. But first of all, a bit about your background. Again, you are a junior-to-be at Purdue University. You're a native Hoosier. Talk a little bit about your background, your hometown.
I'm from a rural town in Indiana, population about 1,600 people, so pretty small. Came from a small high school with a big background in agriculture. So I've been surrounded by agriculture not only in my community, but I've been growing up with it. I live on a grain farm. My father farms. My uncle has animals, has every type of farm animal you can think of, from a chicken to a donkey. So that's really where my time at my uncle's farm really shaped my educational career goals and paths. And growing up around that, it led me to have a love of animals. And as I continued my education in middle school and then through high school, I took science classes, learned I love anatomy, and I knew I wanted to be a veterinarian because all the boxes checked off. And growing up right by Purdue, I've been a Oiler fan my whole life. And from going to basketball games, and as I prepared for college, they had everything I needed to become a veterinarian and succeed at my career goals.
So you grew up in, the town is Kentland, which a lot of folks might know, right there on US 41 and in Newton County. And I'm being a reporter, I'm observant. Do I see a Grand Champion banner?
Yes, you do.
Tell me about that.
I showed sheep when I was in high school. It actually took a while to convince my parents to get livestock. My dad's pretty stubborn, and as any farmer is, we eventually convinced him to get sheep. And my last year, I won reserve grand champion with one of my lambs. I had a late start to the game, but I finished out getting my name up on the board at least once.
That's great. Congratulations on that. So obviously, you come from an ag background. You're a summer intern working in Purdue's Animal Science Department as an undergrad research assistant. Talk about the experience, what it's been like, especially in light of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The pandemic has only affected it a little bit. I was originally accepted to a program called MASSE, which is through Purdue's Agriculture School. MASSE stands for Molecular Agriculture Science Institute. What that was I was going to be doing research with a professor I had communicated with, and then additionally do like seminars to learn how to present data to people with that might not have a scientific background. Now that was canceled, which was unfortunate. But my professor that I had contacted and have been working with, he just hired me on. So that was really nice of him, and I was really fortunate. Working at Purdue, it's been great. It's actually an open lab space, so you might think that I'm doing research with a professor who has his own room and has his own equipment, but it's actually quite different. It is an open room where there is multiple lab benches and each professor has their own lab bench, which means while I'm working at my station, I can look across the room and see what someone else is doing. So that's been really interesting to be able to see what other people are going through and what they're researching. Like for example, our neighbor is doing research on ducks. So that's quite different from what we're doing. And then in light of the COVID pandemic, while there's been some guidelines set in place, and of course we're wearing our face masks and abiding to the rules that have now become normal. Besides that, I wouldn't have guessed there would have been any different. It's been a great experience.
Talk about some of the research you're doing, some of the work you're doing in this internship.
My professor, Dr. Alex Pasternak, he has a PhD in reproductive physiology. He specializes in pigs, and a reproductive virus that we are studying is called porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, which is abbreviated to PRRS. So we are studying that. What I've been doing this summer is studying 7 different organs in fetal pigs to see which organ is most affected by this virus. And so throughout that, I've been doing RNA extractions, which is exactly what sounds like it's a big process to extract the RNA out of these tissues, and then we convert it to DNA, and a lot of elaborate processes that would be too much to talk about today. Then we use gene expression technology to decide which genes are most affected by PRRS. We think that the heart is the most affected that we have gathered from our results. But that's tentatively. We still have to look into it a little bit more.
How is that experience? You know, internships are great opportunities to give people real world experience, much different than the classroom. How would you characterize what you're doing now in the internship with the research and the specifics and the hands-on versus the classroom experience?
It's very different, and I have loved it. So since we're doing a lot of work with genes and genetics, we've been doing a lot of technologies and procedures that I actually learned in a genetics class this past fall. I kind of struggled with it in the class, but as I've been doing it in the lab and actually hands-on understanding how the whole process is done, I've actually come to understand what I learned back in my class in fall a whole lot better than what I conceptualized what it was going on back in the fall. It's been great to be able to apply the education I've learned so far. Also, since we're doing all these processes, you have to use like problem solving, deductive reasoning, being able to think on your feet if something goes wrong. And as a veterinarian, I will have to deal with problems like that all the time. So being able to use these skills now is helping me better my skill set in that aspect. Additionally, we've been helping with the research trial, and where we've actually been going to a hog research facility, I have learned how to take blood samples from a pig, which is something I don't think I would have been able to learn before vet school. And so learning like an actual skill set that I would be doing in the veterinary profession has been great.
You're getting a head start on your career, which you want to be a veterinarian. Talk about that career path, what your thoughts are about your career, and maybe more broadly as you look at the agriculture space in Indiana, broad opportunities that are out there for young people in ag.
The path that I believe I went to take, being a veterinarian for livestock, and so that involves herd health, going to farms that are growing animals for our food production and just really making sure that they stay healthy so it can promote the health of not only the animals, but for humans as well. And so that's considered one health, is making sure that our food is safe so everybody else is safe. So that's the career path I believe I'd like to go down and really have lots of experience in. And it's really what interests me and concerns me as I go forward. And so in terms of Indiana and the opportunities, I think the opportunities are endless right now because food safety is such an important thing to keep in mind. Yesterday, my dad told me that there was a salmonella outbreak that was traced back to onions, and it's affected people in 43 different states. That's just an example of why food safety is so important, and it ranges not just from the animal science community, but it also ranges in all different types of ag, from growing plants versus its corn or vegetable, and it can go down to ag business, so the people that are in businesses that are promoting food safety techniques. Overall, I think in Indiana, there's a plethora of opportunities, and there's so many great colleges in Indiana that are preparing students in ag and science to jump into this career and promote better food health and safety.
Yep. You've got a little bit of time before a vet school. Are you thinking about or considering maybe other internship opportunities, additional internships you might want to do?
Not any internships during the school year because actually, you know, with COVID going on, it's making it a little bit harder, but there is some time next summer I could do an internship. And moving forward, I would probably just try and pick an internship that has my direct interests in mind about what medicine and what I want to be practicing. So I have lots of experiences in commercial animal, which is just another word for livestock animal health. My uncle has a wean to finish hog barn, which is growing them from young age to their finishing result to go off to market to eat. I'd like to get some more experience in maybe an operation where that's done with cattle. Just basically the internships I would look at are just more opportunities to widen my animal experience and help me decide what type of veterinarian I want to be in the future.
Do you think people your age and around your age fully understand the opportunities in agriculture? You know, there's a great need for a talent pipeline to fuel all these different kinds of jobs in agriculture, from marketing and, you know, technology and innovation. The old kind of stereotype is it just, as they say, cows, sows, and plows. But, yeah. You know, it's it's so much more than that and involves technology, innovation, feeding the world, all those types of things. Do you think young people have an understanding of the opportunities that are out there?
Growing up in my background, I definitely think the people that I know have an understanding of this. And I think a lot of the people at colleges like Purdue University who really expose the students to agriculture and all the opportunities understand. But no, I don't think everybody understands. I have some friends who are from Colorado and are from different parts of the U.S. and they didn't know what a combine was, or let alone any of the other things that are involved in agriculture. So while I think that here in Indiana, we have lots of students and people of my age that understand the whole breadth of agriculture and how it can contribute and how it's so important, I don't think that everybody that comes from this background fully understands all the opportunities.
Well, Maggie Mulligan is an undergraduate research assistant at Purdue University's Animal Science Department this summer, a junior at Purdue. Maggie, thanks very much for taking the time to join us on the podcast. I know you're going to be a great success. Good luck with everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. And thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And you can keep up to date with Agrinovus by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovusIN. You can also find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can share more great Ag Bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.